Agenda item number 8, discussion and possible action on interlocal agreement with Texas Parks and Wildlife Department of Fisheries and Habitat Improvement by Tiffany Morgan, Environmental Service Manager.
This is just an extension of the program you approved last year for us to do as a trial through our system operations permit and the conditions in the water management plan. We have operating guidelines on each of our reservoirs to manage the impacts to fisheries on fluctuating water levels. These guidelines are coded in the water management plan, and each one reservoir has its unique threshold, and if we go below those thresholds for a prolonged period of time, the water management plan agrees that we will work with Texas Parks and Wildlife to try to mitigate the negative effects of those drought conditions. Last year, we did a starter program on Proctor, Granberry, and Possum Kingdom, which were the three reservoirs most affected by the prolonged drought we just came out of. I think it went very successfully. We developed a lot of very positive press in an area that's not historically recently been very friendly to us. So this is just an example of the outcomes on Possum Kingdom. The maps where Parks and Wildlife place these structures, essentially what they're doing is going in and placing artificial habitats at deeper portions of the reservoir so that as water levels go down, there will be cover, structure for reproductive activities and things to helpfully bolster the fisheries in those low drought times. And a reason to demonstrate exactly why this is necessary, the map on the left is Lake Proctor at top of Conservation Pool. The middle map shows that operating threshold. Its yellow line indicates areas where once it's dewatered, we have lost a significant impact of fisheries habitat, so cover structures, nursery structure, spawning structures. In the most recent significant drought, here's where the water level fell to Lynn Lake Proctor. So not only did we lose all that prime nursery habitat, we lost a whole lot of other potential habitat too. So Parks and Wildlife last year went in and put structures down in these areas, catfish boxes, mossback structures, crappie condos, things to give in a variety of habitat areas when water levels are low. We intended to do this basin-wide given the impact of the 2010-2011 drought. What we're going to be asking for today is to continue this program so that we can accomplish projects on all the reservoirs. This will run through from 2017 through 2020. Total project cost will be $60,000 or essentially $15,000 per year, and that is included in the system operations project budget. Parks and Wildlife Inland Fisheries staffs will be the ones actually going out and doing the work, but they have done a very good job coordinating with us on placement of structures. They provided maps, which Judy's put on our webpage, of where those structures are. And we will coordinate with them to select reservoirs annually. This year, with Mike and David's input, we selected Georgetown, Granger, and Aquila because they're some of the smaller lakes who are more severely affected. And that's all. I have a resolution so that we can continue the study through the and cover all the reservoirs.
Any questions? Read your resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager, CEO, to execute an interlocal agreement with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department in an amount not to exceed $60,000 to perform fisheries habitat improvement projects on system reservoirs in FY 2017 through FY 2020.
You've heard the resolution. Is a motion to adopt? Bob? Second? John Henry? Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bold?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes. Yes.
Director Grant?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Zaccarino?
Yes.